You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock. Welcome to the Boat Galley.
Shopping by example. Shopping by example is a technique we first employed on Ketal, our first cruising boat. We bought it in Mexico. While we had a copy of Kathy Parsons' excellent Spanish for Cruisers, we still couldn't always get exactly what we needed. Oh, the frustration as we'd bring our treasure back to the boat, only to find that it was just a tiny bit different from what we needed. And thus began what we called shopping by example, taking along either what needed to be replaced or the parts that something had to fit into. We could test and check right there in the store. And even with a language barrier, the clerk quickly got what the problem was and would find the correct item. Now, on Barefoot Gal, when we first bought it, the nearest hardware store was 12 miles away, and the nearest marine store is about 50. There was no language problem, and clerks at both the local Ace Hardware and West Marine were incredibly knowledgeable and helpful. We didn't want to make multiple trips back and forth. And so, we began shopping by example again. One of the first things we did was heading to West Marine for cables for a board charger, and also for pencil zincs for the heat exchanger on the diesel. The cables weren't really a big issue as far as fit, but the zincs were. So Dave just removed the one that was currently in the heat exchanger. There were no spares on the boat that first time. And instead of trying to measure a partially worn zinc, we just took it with us. We got perfect replacements. Later, in trying to hook up a new propane gauge, we almost followed our rule and took parts with us. Dave assumed that one connection was standard and he didn't have to disconnect the regulator to take it with us. Wrong. We brought back parts that didn't fit, so he had to quickly remove the regulator and make another trip back to the hardware. Then, the next day, when he needed replacement screws for stove repair, Dave just ended up taking the whole stovetop with him. He'd had to drill out some old screws so we couldn't accurately measure what was going to be needed. Of course, they didn't have exact duplicates of one machine screw with an odd head that had been used, but we were able to find screws that worked. I can name many other things where shopping by example has worked well. But anyways, we now employ it virtually every time we go to the store. Until next time then.
Looking for luxury accommodation in Mallorca, but don't want to pay high summer prices? Well, Mallorcan Tonic, the low-season luxury hotel booking website, is here to help. We can save you hundreds of euros on your hotel choice, making sure you enjoy exceptional accommodation at a fraction of the summer rates. In addition, each of our hand-picked hotels offers tempting low-season incentives, including further discounts, room upgrades and complimentary cava on arrival. Whether you choose the buzz of Palma, cool coastal views, or the magnetism of the mountains, we have a hotel to suit you. You can also book our favourite restaurants, from local eateries to Michelin stars, each offering a free glass of cava. And there's lots of helpful hints about what to do during your visit. So if you're missing your sunshine fix and want to beat the winter blues, then click on MallorcanTonic.com and let us find you your dream hotel. And save you money.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost magazine, and I listen to Boat Radio whenever I get the chance.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.